The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أما بعد فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. One of the distinctions of the Islamic faith in general, and especially the emphasis that we see in the Shia path of Islam, is about the value and importance of ilm and knowledge in human society. It is about the knowledge of religion as well as the knowledge of what is known as the secular world. Quran was the last revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there was a reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not choose to send Surah Al-Fatiha as the beginning. The name of that surah is Fatiha. Al-Fatiha means the opening chapter. But yet he didn't send that. The first ayat to be revealed was from Surah Alaq. And there was a reason. It was in a way emphasizing the point that this is a religion and a faith which is based on the issue of knowledge. Iqra, the first word, read. Read in the name of your Lord who created the human being from one cloth. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram alladhi 'allama bil qalam. The Lord who taught you by the means of the pen. So you have the word iqra and the word al-qalam right in the first verses which were revealed. And when you look at the symbolism there, you know, reading and writing are the means by which people acquire knowledge and spread knowledge. Interestingly, the second surah to be revealed after Surah Al-Alaq is the surah known as Surah Al-Qalam. So this symbolism is very powerful as far as, you know, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala envisions for the last ummah, that it will be an ummah, you know, which gives importance to knowledge and ilm. Our Prophet, you know, is known as Madinatul Ilm. He is the city of the knowledge. Our first Imam is known as Bab Madinatul Ilm. He is the gate to the city of the knowledge. And if you look at Nahj al-Balagha, Amir al-Mu'mineen says, you know, قِيمَةُ كُلِّ إِمْرَئٍ مَّا يُحْسِنُ. The value of every human being is dependent on the knowledge that he has. You know, if you look at the impact of our fifth Imam, and this is where you have to a little bit look at the historical background, that you have Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali, and then Imam Hassan, then Imam Hussein. And that's where the tragedy of Karbala took place. In appearance, it looked like Shia, you know, path of Islam will end with Karbala. But it survived. And it survived in a way that nobody could even think about it. And so we see that after, you know, after Karbala, those who were opposed to them, the Ahlul Bayt, they realize you cannot kill them because you can't do anything more than what they did in Karbala to Imam Hussein and his family. You know, so that was a chapter which was closed. And they realized, okay, Shia path of Islam is going to be there. And on the other hand, when you look at the Imams who came after Karbala, Imam Zainul Abidin first, and then Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, and then his son Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, alayhi salatu wa salam. They basically took it upon themselves. As the Imam of their time and the Hadi and guide, to basically give a very clear and distinctive form to the school of Ahlul Bayt. And this process started with Imam Zainul Abidin. If you look at the written legacy that we have from him, Sayyif al-Sajjadiyya is one, Risalatul Huquq is another one. And this tradition of, you know, every Friday evening he would gather his students in Masjid al-Nabi and actually give sermons, which were copied down by his students. And then you see that was the initial, you know, process where this Shia thought and practice was being very clearly defined for the community. Then we come to the time of the fifth Imam. And he basically greatly expanded this education process of Imam Zainul Abidin. And it's reached to the peak during the days of the sixth Imam with the culmination of what is known as Fiqh Ja'fari, you know, the Ja'fari school of laws in the Muslim world. And so we have to keep in mind that even what we have in form of theology and jurisprudence in the Shia Islam, yes, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq played a very important role, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir before him, and a process which was started by Imam Zainul Abidin. This is all the result of the sacrifice of Hussein ibn Ali in Karbala. This connection is not being, you know, drawn by the people in that way, but this is important that Karbala was also a way where this whole process started as far as educating the community is concerned. Let me just give you one narration from the sixth Imam where he talks about the contribution of Imam al-Baqir, his father. He says, كانت الشيعة قبل أن يكون أبو جعفر وهم لا يعرفون مناسك حجهم وحلالهم وحرامهم. He says, before my father, the Shia community was not very well informed and educated about their own, you know, path of Islam. لا يعرفون مناسك حجهم. They did not know even the ways of doing things in Hajj. They didn't know that much about what is halal and what is haram. حتى كان أبو جعفر, until the time of Abu Ja'far, which is Imam Muhammad al-Baqir. فَفَتَحَ لَهُمْ, he's the one who opened up this path for them. وَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ, and he clarified for them مَنَاسِكَ حَجِّهِمْ, the rituals of pilgrimage for them. وَحَلَالَهُمْ وَحْرَامُهُمْ, and what is halal for them, what is haram for them. حَتَّى سَارُ النَّاسِ يَحْتَاجُونَ إِلَيْهِمْ, to the extent that the community, the Shia community, especially those who are close to the Imam, they reached to that level of knowledge that the masses started referring to them for guidance. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا كَانُوا يَحْتَاجُونَ إِلَى النَّاسِ, very much different from the previous situation where these common Shias would actually seek guidance from here and there. وَهَكَذَا يَكُونُ الْعَمْرِ, and this was how the situation was. So our sixth Imam is actually now telling us very clearly that the Shia community basically found its roots in a way and the path to move forward with confidence with the teachings and the contribution of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Ali Hali Hakim Mati. قيوم رؤوف صابر مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
يا مؤمنين صل صل عليه.